Tito climbed into Reggie's room and immediately punched her in the face, knocking her out cold. Upon awakening, Reggie found herself bound and gagged to a chair. Tito was naked, standing in front of her with a big Hawaii boner staring her in the face. As the ancient Hawaiians used to say, it's time for a dicking. And at that, Tito leaped forward and grabbed Reggie's undeveloped breast. He grabbed with all his might and ripped the skin from her body. Her muffled screams fell flat, and no one came to her help. The blood aroused Tito more than he'd ever been aroused. It reminded him of the stories his mother used to tell him of the ancient Hawaiian sacrifices in which the subjects would receive wounds to which the sacrificers would rape. He couldn't wait. Tito grabbed a hammer and smashed at Reggie's ribcage. Again, her screams were not heard. After breaking an opening to her insides, Tito plunged in. He thrust in and out in complete ecstasy. The pain was unbearable for Reggie, and she lost consciousness. Tito came almost immediately, but he was by no means done. He pulled out of her chest, his penis dripping blood and semen. Tito cleaned his dick off with Reggie's tongue. Tito tore out a few of the ribs he had broken and shoved them up his ass to stimulate his enormous prostate. Tito then undid Reggie's restraints and began fucking her now lifeless corpse. After deploying his Hawaiian happy sauce, he decided he wanted a better look at Reggie. Tito shoved his hand up Reggie's ass. He thrust it in as far as he could and grabbed onto the first organ he could and then pulled out. He ripped out her entire small intestine and part of her large. Tito started to giggle and coiled up the small intestine like a rope. He noticed the sun was coming up, so he had to finish in a hurry. Tito went to his clothes and dressed himself. He pulled a large knife from his pocket and began to skin Reggie's body. Just then, Tito remembered he was not man, but bear. He skinned himself to reveal his true identity, a grizzly bear. He sat in the center of the room for several hours until Reggie's father came in. "Reggie, it's time for school. Holy fucking shit, a bear! Oh my god, Reggie!" And Tito attacked and ate Ray. Then Tito went outside and let out a bear noise, and a ray came from the sky and swept him away to his home planet of Canada.